Where would this world be without you? You are significant, vital, and necessary. And you're probably so busy taking care of everyone and everything that you're starting to feel a little invisible or unheard. But your voice matters. It's time to unlock doors and shine light on the chaos so you can be all you were meant for. Here's the host of Your Voice Matters, Rebecca Dollinger.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Dollinger, the host of Your Voice Matters, where I inspire and encourage women to step up, speak out, and stand in their own power. I am so excited. We have Rakesha Pittman with us. She is an entrepreneur. She's an author. She's a trainer. And she's a speaker. And welcome, Rakesha.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca.
Well, I met Rakesha about 4 years ago. She had come to speak for us at an American Businesswomen Association meeting, and I was taken back by her because she was talking about publishing and she was talking about having to write books. And I was thinking, man, you know, and she was also giving you all these tips. So one thing that I think that she would love to talk about is going east.
Yes.
So can you explain that to us?
Sure. Go east with me as an entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer, all four. And when you put all four of these models together, you create cycles of success. Well, how do you do that, Rakesha? First of all, E is for entrepreneur. This is your business model. What problem do you solve? What do you do for profit? What people do for money? This is your E. That is the anchor to your business. And then what you do is you create a book connected to that business. A book will highlight you as an expert, and it will take you from local to global. So you create a book specifically to build an audience. You can answer questions. This may be something that you already have, so do not feel intimidated by this authorship thing. You can do it. You're already an expert, and you have something to say. So you would generate a book based on your business, and like we're doing now, you speak to your audience, speak to your ideal consumer, speak to your customer, speak to your avatar, and you can create signature talks that highlight your expertise and refer people back to your business. You don't have to speak just in front of an audience. You can speak virtually as well. So we'll talk more about that in a bit. And then T is for trainer. You can train via workshops. You can train via masterminds. You can train via conferences and events. And you can definitely train online. So we'll see how we hook together all four of those things to create an annual cycle of success for you that makes those income streams flow.
To me, that's a fabulous strategy because as a business owner myself, you know, you're always thinking, how do you tie everything together? Because it's almost like just like a ball. You know, it's a repetition over and over and over. And I'm thinking, that is fabulous. Did you come up with this idea by yourself or is it just through knowledge that you've learned or experience?
It's been experience. I've tried my hand at serial entrepreneurship for several years. I've been a full-time entrepreneur for 11 years. However, I didn't just take a leap. I didn't just take a risk. That came with a series of trial and error. So I had been in corporate America and decided I want to be free, right? So I leased out a fancy office space. I got the top of the line computer systems. I got the best of the best websites, but I forgot to build my clientele. I didn't know. I just thought if you build it, they will come, right? So what happened was I had a lot of overhead, but I didn't have the customer base to cover that overhead. So I was bleeding out money and I had to go back into the corporate world. This time, however, I planned my exit. So I started doing what some of us refer to as side hustles. I worked during the daytime and at night, I ran my businesses until I was able to replace my income and leave corporate America for good in 2009. So as I've studied entrepreneurs over the years, I noticed that some of the most popular entrepreneurs were speaking in arenas. Mm-hmm. They were selling books. They had masterminds and training systems. So in 2018, after I had been in business and made this thing work and I had helped over 500 authors publish worldwide, I said, wait a minute, entrepreneur, author, speaker, trainer, that's the East formula. So I started introducing this concept of the East formula, and it was an immediate hit. People grabbed it immediately. They remembered it immediately. And so I started inviting people to go East with me, and that's how the East formula was born.
At WorkSuites, you get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites. We really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of the home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need part-time space, you'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through transitions in your business and get up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com. Members access all our locations throughout DFW and Houston. A significant advantage for meeting clients on their terms. We won't nickel and dime you. Go to worksuites.com or call 888-445-9675 to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
Yeah, it's amazing because almost our stories are almost exactly alike because I did the same thing. I was in corporate America and I'm thinking, oh man, I really need to get out of here. So what I did was, I guess a side hustle like that. I was always been good at writing. So I'm a copywriter. And the next thing I know, I'm into fashion. I had designers I was writing for all over the world. And to me, it was creativity. Mm-hmm. It was imagination. It's not like you have to do the same job over and over and over, you know, in corporate America. So to me, I felt free.
Yes.
And it was just a wonderful opportunity. Because I could work anywhere. And I think that's the way you are too. You can
absolutely
you work all over the United States, but you also work all over different countries, right?
I always make this joke that I can work anywhere with an internet connection, you know? And you know what's funny? At one point when I lived in Las Vegas, I owned a retail store. I studied fashion for a while. I've been fearless and I've not been afraid to try my hand at whatever I had some type of inkling for. And so I even think as entrepreneurs, don't be afraid to try something. Even if you fail, you still learn. So I learned how to open up a store. I learned how to decorate a store. And so even though that did not work, you know, once I did delve into the personal entrepreneurship world for real, I knew what to do by learning what not to do previously.
I know. But sometimes that's learning. I mean, that's your journey.
Yes.
To getting where you're at. What would you tell, I'm very curious, what would you tell an entrepreneur or a business owner about writing a book? I mean, what would you suggest where she would start or he would start? You know, where would they actually start to do this? And how are they going to apply this back to their business?
Absolutely. One, talk about what you know. Discuss what you know. Present what you know. Don't feel like you have to sound more astute than you are or more educated. If you've been great at business and they talk about how businesses fail, well, your business is working. So talk about how your business is working. Or if you have a frequently asked question, if someone's asking you something all of the time, answer that by giving them something in a tangible format that perceives to be valuable so that you can lead people back to your expertise and you can share your business information right in that book. So I don't want you to feel like you need an English degree to do this or that you have to have a master's degree to do this. You've already mastered what you do. So share that mastery with not only your potential clients, but your clients that could be existing across the globe.
Oh, that's excellent. We were talking earlier with the COVID, everybody's kind of like at home now.
Mm-hmm.
So as a copywriter, I have always written for everybody else.
Yes.
And I have time to write for myself. And I had started a book and it's called Your Voice Matters. So the thing was, I was thinking, okay, because when you want to give it to a publisher or you want it to somebody to look at, because when you write, you write. It just flows. You're not worried about spelling. You're not worried about grammar and all of that. Because I know as a copywriter, I'm going, oh, no, that's not right. So I need to correct it.
Yeah.
And that's, no, I have to like go with it. So what would you suggest? I would think your first book would have to be short. Maybe you can speak to that, because for me, thinking you had to write a 500-page book, it's just like, it's just mind-boggling.
I want to encourage you to remember that book publishing is a team sport. I think that there are some people who think that you have to be great with words. No, not necessarily. You know, one of the things that worked very well with some of my very busy executive clients is that I would literally set up interviews, record them. I would interview them. We would transcribe it, edit it, and format it for them and give it to them so that they could review it. It's their voice, their expertise, their words. So this is a team sport. This is my way to encourage all of you that you can do this, period. You know, you have the information. So some of you, you may want to write your own book, and that's fine. You don't have to put out a long book. It depends on what you want that book to do for you. That's the first question that I ask people. What do you want this book to do for you? So if you are thinking about speaking, you know, we do want to make sure that there's enough content for you to elaborate on that. But if you're doing what I call a lead magnet, mm-hmm. that's typically a smaller book that answers a specific question that your customer or your potential customers may be looking for. So go ahead and free yourself. You can do a lead magnet that's at least 100 pages, can be shorter than that. Don't worry about it. And then you can also do a book that is a bit heftier. If you really want to be in the business market, then you may need a few more pages than that.
Do you actually have a program that you use for like...
Yes, I'm the queen of recipes and systems. Okay. So the reason why I've been able to help hundreds and hundreds of authors publish worldwide is because I have a step-by-step way for them to start. So the first thing that I tell them to do is get an outline for your book, a detailed outline. This is our roadmap, a GPS or a good publishing system for us to stay on course. Because if you just let people start telling a story, they go way off and then say, wait a minute, and then wait, let me flashback. Don't flashback, okay? Let's follow this. Just like if you were getting on an airplane and you have a flight, a system and plan that's in place, your book needs a plan. You do not have to write your book in sequence. Free yourself of that. I do not believe in writer's block. Put a pin in it right there, say to be continued, and skip to a section that interests you more that you want to talk about. It's completely okay. We have editors. We have people that can help you. There are writing coaches. So your team, assemble your team around your book and you'll do just fine. But first of all, we have to start with your plan, and then from there we can execute.
Well, thank you, Rakesha. We're going to break away to say kudos to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
Well, what words of encouragement would you like to give the audience about becoming a published author or how to start? And I think that would be awesome, because so many people are just like, "This, I really want to do this, but I don't know how."
Yes. Once you become an author, you can never become unauthorized. I love that. Becoming an author changes your life. It changes your legacy. And I want you to free yourself of this pressure to be a bestseller. I don't think that when Anne Frank was writing in an attic, she thought about being a bestseller. Sometimes you just need to document your story, because there are people who are coming behind you. There are people who want to walk with you, who your story, whatever that is, whether it's your biography or your how-to or your business, it is going to help someone. So I always think about, who can I reach? and who can I impact? And that pushes me to release somebody else into the same freedoms that I've found. So when you take it from that perspective, that it is a place marker that you're leaving, it's a piece of you that will stay. When your voice is no longer here, your writings and your works will still be. That is such a life-affirming action to undertake. So if you're not inspired by that, I don't know what to tell you. But definitely publish your system, publish your story, publish your work. And here, do not feel like you have to tell your life story yet. I always say that people really don't care about your life story until you're a success. And then when you're a success, they want to know your backstory. But some of us try to lead with the wrong technique up front when people are really not interested in that. People want to know, how can you help me? What's in it for me? So serve the people, and then you can start to share your personal story.
Well, that makes 100%, because for the reason, when I go to buy a book, if it doesn't talk to me, I'm not going to buy it.
Exactly.
And you know me, I just kind of skim through it all and see what I want to actually, you know, read it. And a lot of times I put it back on the bookshelf. What I would like to know is, I'm sure our audience too, is you've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
And you just didn't start out doing this. And you have, like, I know you have things in the future that you want to, like, progress and do more amazing things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is another thing, that this freedom thing, I'm big on freedom. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Money's good, but freedom's better. I'm an entrepreneur because I love freedom, and earning money gives me that freedom, and that's great, but I like the freedom of my time. So I also want to encourage you that where you start is not where you have to finish. Do not feel as though if I publish a book, I'm stuck in this subject, I'm stuck in this genre, I'm stuck in this place. You're not. You're free to shift anywhere. What do they say? You're free to move about the cabin. You're free to move anywhere that you want, as long as you're an expert or you have good grounded substance to put into that area. So I started publishing books in the arts. I was a performing arts baby. I loved the arts. That's where I was trained. I learned how to be a speaker in the arts. I learned how to write for the arts. That's where I started, but that's not where I was stuck, you know? So from there, I started to publish books on book publishing. The funniest thing was, but the first book that I published, I independently published. I dusted my little shoulders off thinking I'm this amazing writer. I have a degree after all in this, right? So I'm this amazing writer. So I put out a book, 371 pages was my first book. And I'm just waiting for all the accolades to roll in. And these people saw my book and they said, oh my goodness, who is your publisher? What? You know, I really studied how to publish an excellent book. Hit a home run out of the block with this well put together, well produced book. So I conducted my first workshop in 2010. This is my authorversary, by the way. So I published that book and I started doing publishing workshops, and it exploded. I had no idea that I would end up teaching so many authors how to publish, but the word got out and hundreds of people started flowing in. I got so many referrals, and get right, publishing was born.
That's amazing. I just think, because everybody has a story to tell, and you just have to find what's right for you. And I know a lot of times that people will try to write books that they're not experts in. They don't have any idea. They just think, oh, this is what's selling now. It's not necessarily what you need to be writing about.
Yes. And I don't want to break the bad news to you, but we know when you're not doing it well. We know when you're guessing at it. And I will say the same thing about the publishing process. Printing paper and publishing a quality book is not the same thing. And there are people who think, I don't need any help with this. I'm just going to do it all myself. I'm going to edit my book myself. I'm going to format my book myself. Listen, I have a degree in this and I don't edit my own books. I believe that we do a disservice to people when we put out things that are not quality, and we also don't reflect our own expertise well when we don't show that we know what we're doing. So there are a lot of people who I've even had to do a makeover for their books where they published it, but it wasn't formatted correctly, or the sizing was wrong, or the cover wasn't selling for them. They didn't know. The content was great, but the production value of it wasn't necessarily that great. So I do say leave it up to the experts. You do not have to overpay to do this. Book publishing is a small business, and you want a return on investment. So don't feel like you have to buy a new car, the price of a new car. Don't feel like you have to spend that much to do it. But if you have the right team in place, you will definitely be profitable, not only from book sales, but from generated business.
Well, I truly believe that, because as a copywriter, and you're looking at somebody's, looking at your own stuff, you auto-correct in your head.
Yes.
And then you don't see it until, you know, 2 days later. And you're saying, how could I miss that? So, yes, I really believe that you need somebody, you know, a second pair of eyes on it.
Yes. I have multiple pairs of eyes. One of the things that I teach each of my authors to do is to form a launch team. And I say build an audience for your book in advance. But when you have a launch team, it's kind of my focus group to test market. Is my material working? Give me honest feedback about the content. If I've missed anything grammatically, I have very smart people on this team. Catch it for me. If I have 5 or 6 people doing that, that's better than 1 or 2, you know, so that works very well. I also run my book covers by them so that they can make sure that the typography is right, that it looks great, that it is appealing. So before I roll it out to the market, I have this secret team of people who are making sure that I'm always putting my best foot forward.
I'm Suzanne Johns, and you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant in the skin protected. The best part, it's made in the USA, and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396.
When you do a book, are you actually, who does your front covers? Who does the artwork for that?
What's interesting, I have gotten pretty good at doing mock-ups for covers, but I don't design my own covers. I just know what works. I've been working with a team of designers for many years, but specific designer that I've been working with that goes and does all the specs, making sure that the cover sizing is right, that the front layout is correct, that the spine reads from top to bottom and not bottom to top. That's a big telltale sign that it's what I call bootleggery. So bootleg is, it's not a professional rendition, you know, you just kind of guessed at it. And then that the back cover is right, that the author photo is correct, that the barcode is in the right place, that all of the points that are needed to sell the book in the back, you know, the back is not a summary, the back is a sales page of that book. So we make sure that all of the elements work together. It's visually appealing, that it makes the prospective reader want to crack open that book. And we put it out there. And I will say this, you are not stuck with a book cover that failed. So if you've already published a book and the cover didn't work, do you know that you can get that cover redesigned and it's perfectly okay? Books are always living. You see things called revised editions. You're free. And this is the encouragement. I always say this, perfectionism leads to procrastination. But excellence leads to execution. Don't try to get this thing perfect. You're always going to find something that you could have done better. And it is okay for you to revise it anytime that it's needed.
That's so, so true. I would like to ask, our audience is listening and they're saying, okay, how can I be trained? How can I, you know, get more information about, you know, all that you have to offer? Because, you know, you have to be a small business person, then you write your book.
Yes.
And then you do the speaking, and then you do
training.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the last two, the speaking and the training.
Yes, speaking. You as a salesperson, we're all in sales. We are. Even if you do not feel like you're amazing at it, we're all in sales, whether or not we want to accept that. So speaking is a way for you to communicate your message to your audience in a compelling way. Don't feel as though you have to replicate someone else, right? You can be yourself. So there are many ways for you to speak. You can speak on social media. You can speak via podcast. You can speak via media. You can speak via platforms. But the bottom line is, get your message out there and don't be afraid of your own voice.
That's a good one. Some people like, they go, oh, but my voice is high, or it's too low, or it sounds cranky, or, you know, we're real critics. Right.
Yes, yes. And it's perfectly okay, or it's imperfectly okay. So get over your voice. It's your message that we really want to hear. So we can polish that up and talk about professional speaking and how to get paid and signature talks and all that. But the first thing that we need to do is for you to be comfortable speaking up and getting your message out there and not overly criticizing the way that you deliver. I'm not perfect. I may be able to speak well, but sometimes I mess up, I laugh at myself, and I keep it going.
That's perfect. Because sometimes we get so serious and so we get so nervous that we don't speak well.
Yes.
So you actually really made a good point there. So I would like to ask you, what are your plans? We got like a minute left. So tell us what your future plans are.
Yes. Well, we are always teaching and training online. So if you want to go east with me, go to theeastformula.com. There we have updates about our upcoming events, any type of online education, training, mastery sessions. Upcoming events is at theeastformula.com. So we always plan to do retreats, masterminds, workshops, trainings, author education, speaker education, trainer education, it's all there. And we plan to deliver it to you, not only in book format, but whatever way you learn, we're there to serve.
Oh, Rakesha, this is a world of information. I am so glad you got to come today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can find all this information on the OBBM Network app.
You've been listening to Your Voice Matters with host Rebecca Dollinger. Download the Offbeat Business app to get all the OBBM Network podcasts in the palm of your hand. Find Your Voice Matters on the OBBM Network podcasts in directories everywhere. For guest and sponsor information, call 214-729-6307. That's 214-729-6307.